You're listening to a Radio 191 FM podcast.
Sam, we have a very special guest on air with us, Isla Noon, talking about her latest debut album release, Out of Body. How are you doing today?
Hello, I'm so good. How are you guys?
Good, good. So excited to chat. It's going to be a very fun time. First of all, congrats on the album release. It's a massive thing. How are you feeling? But yeah, I mean, all good things though. All, like, good kind of overwhelming, really.
Yeah, totally. I think it's the best thing I could ask for to listen to it and talk to me about it. So, all positive.
Yeah, nice, nice. I mean, first of all, I guess we'll crack straight into it. What does the album mean to you? What's the inspiration behind it?
The album is called Out of Body for a couple of reasons, but mainly a lot of themes around disconnection with myself, disconnection with other people. It kind of chronicles a couple of years of my life where I was really struggling with that, and I think music was a massive way that I was able to not only process that, but actually bring myself back into the body and connecting again
with the world around me and with my close relationships. So. Yeah, the song Body as well was a massive catalyst for that, writing it and then sort of looking at what that means to me and going, okay, I think this is what I need to follow and basically make a whole album out of.
True, yeah. I mean, tell us a little bit about the title track Body. How did that influence the whole thing from one single to an entire album? It's a crazy shift.
Yeah, it was quite a unique writing process for me. I think I tend to approach writing from sometimes kind of like an analytical point of view as well as kind of the creative flow, but Body was a song that I just rewrote lyrics to, and when I read them back I was like, this feels kind of unexpected, like I didn't expect for that to be coming out of me, but I was like, clearly this is something that I need to investigate. And I think that process of writing that way unlocked a lot for me in terms of coming back to my body and like what's really going on for me, and songwriting is just crazy magic like that, you know?
No, for sure. It feels very like therapeutic, all of that kind of stuff. I guess you can kind of hear that in the songs as well, just like the release and like the vibe of the whole thing. What is the album as a whole? Like, how is that writing process for you after Body?
Yeah, they're all like quite different. I think for me it's always about capturing the feeling. So with every song I go into like the production process going like, okay, what's the underlying feeling here? And it's often quite expansive and big. I love to try and capture something very wide and immersive, and so I treat every song quite differently. But yeah, sometimes I'm leaning way more into metaphor, like a song called I Need to Go Home. And I'm using home throughout the album as a reference to coming back to myself. So wherever you hear that throughout the album, I'm kind of referencing the same thing.
So
it's all very interconnected.
That's cool. I love it when like songs and albums and like whole artists' discographies like come back to themselves and just like loop all together. It feels very like satisfying.
Definitely like what I aim for, and I love listening to albums like that, so
Oh, that's good. Did you produce the whole album like and record it by yourself, or did you have any collaborators to help with that?
I did have collaborators for sure. So I mainly worked with my friend Maud Minnie Morris. So we basically sat in a room and produced most of it just sitting there together. And then for two of the tracks also brought in an artist called Lola, who releases all her own music. We worked on two tracks, Ricochet Black Hole and Spiraling Up. So I love like collaborating with people in the production process because I'm a real big ideas person, and so I like to have someone else on the tools at the time. Just to speed things up as well.
No, for sure. I feel like if it was me, perfectionism, I feel like it's good to have other people there, ideas to bounce off of.
Totally. but they're massive parts of how the album ended up sounding. And,
yeah.
You know, Maud in particular, I really built the Island Moon sound with Maud. So she's a huge, huge part of the project.
Yeah, that's so cool. Do you have any other, like, particular musical influences that influenced the sound of the album? Or was it just really, like, the whole thing, as you say, like, the Island Moon project, the Island Moon vibe?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely do. I think as artists, we take from so many places.
Yeah.
Growing up, you know, I was listening to a lot of, like, songwriters who are quite intense about their lyrical content. People like folky guys, you know, like Leonard Cohen and Simon and Garfunkel. And then I started getting really into, like, electro pop, like Robin. And now I feel like if you listen to my music, you can kind of see where those two worlds collide a little bit. It's definitely very, like, synth driven. But I pay, you know, a lot of attention to quite an emotive lyric and carrying themes through over multiple songs. So yeah, quite a range of influences, I guess.
No, that's cool though. Do you have, like, any, you say you carry themes throughout, like, the whole album. Do you have any particular ones that you really wanted to hone in and touch on throughout it, or was it all just kind of, like, spur of the moment and, like, as you said, influenced by body?
Yeah, it was kind of a mix of both. I think the most sort of intentional and structural thing about the album is that there are three tracks that I see as, like, a scaffolding. So that's the opening track, Lucid Dreaming, the interlude, Ricochet Black Hole, and then the closer, Spiraling Up. To me, they kind of function like a narration of the story as a whole, and then everything else in between is like me diving in deeper to certain situations and emotions. So I think those three tracks kind of sit a little bird's eye view and tell a bit of a wider story of kind of where I was at and what I was struggling with at the time and where I got to by the end of writing the album.
Yeah, that's so cool. Like, yeah, it's such a crazy way to structure an album. Like, I don't know, I guess it makes sense you talking about it, but, like, I would never have thought to do it in that way. It's just, like, very creative, very cool.
It feels almost like you could build, like, a musical, or, like, you could do, like, a tie-in, you know?
Like a novel or something.
Like, expand
it,
like, on it, like, as, like a medium.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally. I mean, it's definitely that big in my own brain.
Yeah.
But, that's because I made it. So I just hope that other people, like, connect with it in some way, in whatever way it hits them and, you know, their lives.
No, for sure. Have you got any plans? You said to us off-air that you've got a release gig this Friday in Auckland. How, a big fan as well. Are you looking forward to that? Have you got any other things planned as well?
Yeah, that's kind of the big thing for me right now. So I've poured a lot into that show. I think it's going to be quite fun to play the album. Basically, I'm playing every track in tracklist order.
That's so,
so cool. It's like experiencing the album live, so I'm basically just pouring into that right now.
Yeah.
And then I think beyond that, I'm going to start looking at how I can get out of Auckland and play some shows across the country. That would be so cool.
Yes. No, that would be so fun. I love it when artists play albums, like, start to finish live. It's such a cool experience, and I think it's so cool that you're doing that, especially with what you're saying and, like, the order that you've, like, thoroughly thought out in. I think that's going to be, like, so insane to watch and definitely not one to miss.
Oh, I hope so. Yeah, I'm definitely a fan of that too, so I was like, I've got to do it.
Yeah, no, for sure, for sure. And obviously would be so excited if you could tour the country. I think that would be amazing as well.
Yeah, fingers crossed. I'm looking at it, guys. I'm looking at it.
Yeah. Planning things. Do you have a dream, like, venue or a place to play in?
You know, not really. I think just wherever will have me at the moment. I try not to be too picky about it. I think I just love performing and I love playing this music, and yeah, basically wherever will take me. So, like, venues across the country, you know, please.
Please reach out.
Let me play my album.
Yeah.
Speaking on, like, the whole playing the album, like, end-to-end live, do you feel that, like, it's, like, the next level up from, like, a listening party?
Yeah, I guess that's, like, kind of how I intended it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's so fun.
It's, Yeah, we kind of joke, you know, with everyone who worked on the album, I'm calling it the out-of-body experience, which is a little bit of a, like, funny, pretentious way of saying it. But yeah,
That's so good.
It's really, like, taking the album and then, you know, live instrumentation, so everything's really present. And I think also it's quite important to me to, like, have that live feeling with songs that are so dancey. And I designed a lot of it to be for movement. And so I think for the full experience of the album, you know, that's in a room with people. That's in a room with me, like, moving to the music as well. So, yeah.
That's going to be so fun. I mean, speaking on the title of the album, have you ever had, like, an out-of-body experience that you, like, distinctly remember? Or...
I have. I don't think I would have called the album that if I hadn't.
True.
I would have been, like, called out at some point, you know. But the opening track, Lucid Dreaming, is actually the story of that. So if you kind of look into the lyrics of that, I'm pretty much straight up detailing an experience that I had that was quite scary for me. It was super brief, but I experienced, like, some dissociation and just real feeling of, like, disconnectedness, and that's kind of where the album starts, you know. I'm like, this crazy thing happened to me, and now I have to kind of figure out what's got me to this point.
That's wild. I mean, I don't know if I've ever had an out-of-body experience, but, like, it would be such a fun thing to, like, not a fun thing, but, like, a crazy thing to explore in the way that you have explored it, and, like, really delve deep, and, as you said, like, found yourself through it. So yeah
it definitely leads to some, like, interesting songwriting and explorations of, like, I talk a lot about, like, space themes and, you know, dreaming themes. It kind of lends itself to that kind of imagery.
Cool. I mean, yeah
I think I might go home and listen to it and have a bit of a boogie in my room.
I know. It's going to sound fun.
Yeah.
Please do.
Yeah, of course. Do you have anything else you'd like to add on? I've run out of questions, but got anything else you'd like to add before we finish up here?
No, I just want to say thank you so much.
Yeah, of course.
You know, as I said, like, the only thing I could ask for is that people listen to it. So just super grateful that you guys would have me on and have a chat about it. It means the world.
It's been an absolute pleasure to have you on. We're grateful to have an opportunity to chat to you and talk all about out-of-body and everything exciting happening for you at the moment.
Thank you, guys.
No worries. Thank you so much.
Have a good one.
Have a good one.
You too.
Yeah. This is Isla Noon's Body, the title track of her latest release, Out of Body, on Radio 1, 91 FM. Keep it locked.
The Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.